This is all new to me. So we're going to be talking a little bit about everything. News, sports. I'm a big sports buff. And yes, I'm a Miami Dolphins fan. Rebuilding year, of course. But five wins. Pretty excited about that. So that's something that we weren't expecting to get, but we got. And, you know, got a top five pick, which hopefully, you know, we'll get a quarterback. So I'm looking forward to the future. So looks pretty bright. You know, everybody's talking about Tua, about, you know, drafting Tua and how healthy he is or if he's going to be healthy. But, hey, you know, still got Fitzmagic. We'll probably get another year behind the center there, which I'm not mad about. So be a interesting next couple of years. So with a lot of draft picks, so really looking forward to that. You know, always we can always go back to 72. You know, the undefeated season, we still have that. So, but and it's kind of crazy. You know, I'm a Dolphins fan. I'm originally from New York, and my wife is originally from Tennessee, and she's a Giants fan. So, as you can imagine, you know, we only had a few wins this season put together. They actually played each other this year, and the Giants got the better of us. And that was actually Eli Manning's last game. So, even though I'm not a big Giants fan, I did like Eli Manning and had a heck of a career there. So, but since we're talking about quarterbacks, you know, Ryan Tannehill goes to Tennessee and has a great year. So it would be interesting to see how that pans out in Tennessee with the Titans. And of course, you know, Tannehill was NFL's comeback player of the year, which I'm sure was pretty exciting. of course, he found success once he left the Dolphins, but he did come back to Miami actually today to pick up his trophy with his new NFL team. So good for him. He deserved it. You know, if he probably could have stayed healthy with the Dolphins, it would probably been a lot better. But, you know, what can you do? Hopefully both the Dolphins and Tannehill have bright futures. So, but other than that, again, like this is my first podcast, so it's pretty interesting of how this is going to go. You know, I'm trying something new. So, but speaking of Dolphins again, it's like Vegas is having them of having 5.5 victories this upcoming season, and the Bengals and Redskins also with the same amount. Of course, the Patriots have the highest win total in that division. They're projected 10.5 wins, and the Bills 8.5, and the Jets 6.5. So pretty much the same as this year with 5 wins. So, but we'll see a different Dolphins team on the field. They're expected to probably part ways with several veterans in the offseason. So, and the odds are 100-1 to win next year's Super Bowl in Tampa. The Redskins and Bengals have the worst at 200-1, so we're not the worst. But, you know, it's been a long time since, you know, we've won a postseason game. It's been 20 years. And I guess that was a 23-17 overtime win over the Colts in on December 30th, 2000. 20 years ago. That was a long time ago, and I do remember that. So it's been a long time since we've seen the Dolphins in the playoffs. But hopefully the future is bright, and we could see those Dolphins in a playoff game soon. But we will see. Only time will tell, folks. Only time will tell. And then I'm a Mets fan, so again, this past year had not a lot to cheer about. So actually a lot of my teams, I'm in basketball, I'm a Nets fan, so again. And then, you know, in hockey, I'm a New York Rangers fan. So once again, it's been a long year. College football, just go through all of them. College football, Florida State fan, again, disappointing couple of years. And in basketball, college basketball, I'm a Pitt Panther fan. So it's coming around there. I'm having a good season right now at 15-9. So, and 6-7 in the ACC, which is a lot better than they've done in the past. So, took a few years, but we're heading in the right direction there. So, I really, looking forward to that. So, it's been a long time coming. You know, the days of Sean Miller and Jerome Lane were the good old days back then. But finally coming around, I think we got the right coach and heading in the right direction there. So looking forward to that. So that's pretty much all my sports teams there. I'm a little all over the board because I'm originally from New York, but I do like a few New York teams. But then I'm pretty spread out. So. I live in Tennessee, and I'll support the Titans. They had a pretty good season, and you know, got to the playoffs, and actually got a good lead on the Chiefs, but kind of blew that lead, and obviously the Chiefs went in the Super Bowl, so not too bad of a loss. But I wish them well through the year, except for, you know, when they played the Dolphins or the Giants. Got a cheer there. So, go Daniel Jones. But other than that, that's my little sports talk there. So I'm hoping the Mets can have a good year. They finished strong last year. So a good starting rotation. So I hope they can take that momentum to this coming year. Obviously we had some issues with our coaching staff there. So, Beltran wasn't even able to coach a game, but, only in New York, folks, only in New York. Nothing, ever goes as planned. So, but, all right, well, I just wanted to introduce myself. And I will have a partner in crime every once in a while. That's where we're going to be called, you know, it's QT News. And we'll talk sports, news, not much politics. I'm not really a lot. I like to talk about political stuff. So, like I said, I'm a big sports fan. Maybe a little bit of entertainment news, or I might just sit here and chat about nothing. Because sometimes nothing is pretty good. And I'm sure I'll, you know, hear myself talk and probably be only talking to myself. So until we get some followers here that are interested in just, you know, just talking some BS and shooting the crap and just chilling. So this one be kind of short, but appreciate everybody's time and listen in. QT News. Thank you.